Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. Welcome to returning to get some more gems from my framework, the Unapologetic Release Map. This is the framework that I used for myself to get to where I am in my pleasure journey. And it's the framework that I use with my clients to get them from struggles, frustrations, not living their best life to a full transformation of basically living a life of pleasure where she's doing whatever she wants to do unapologetically. Today, last episode, we talked about her story, which is the story of how we got here, how we built this story and this narrative about pleasure and what we deserve. And the next pillar of the framework is worth. So here's my question to you. Do you believe you're worth it? Do you believe that you deserve more? Do you believe that you're worth the time, the energy, the love, the money? Do you believe that you're worth all the things that you could possibly dream of? A lot of times, if we really sit with that question and we're very honest, the answer would be no. At one point in time, my answer was no. No, I don't feel like I'm worth it. A lot of my clients, majority of my clients, come to me because they struggle some way or another with their worth. And in this journey, once you know what you know about your history and why you move the way that you do, why you think the way that you do, we go into worth because you have to believe that you deserve the things that you want. You can't make action. You can't make things stick. You can't grow unless you believe that that's what you deserve. So I know you may be thinking, I hear about self-worth all the time. I hear people talking about it. I hear you saying something about it, but what is self-worth? Self-worth is how much you value and believe in yourself, right? Understanding that you are important, you deserve love, you deserve respect, and you deserve happiness just because you exist. You don't have to do anything to receive these things. And as Black women, the message is not that. So there's a lot of internal work that we have to do that goes against everything that we see and everything that we hear, everything that we're taking in, that noise that we're taking in will constantly tell us what we're not worth. All you got to do is open up your social media, and I'm pretty sure you will find something saying that Black women aren't worth shit. Okay, so this has to come from within you, knowing that you are valuable, not because of what you do, not because of what you have, not because of what you provide for other people. You simply are just because you exist. Okay? You deserve, you listening, boo, sis, you deserve love, respect, and happiness. You deserve pleasure. I don't care what messages you've heard. I don't care what your partner, your sibling, your mommy, your daddy, the people in the church, I don't care what they say. I want you to hear me loud and clear. You are deserving of love, respect, happiness, and pleasure. Okay? When you have this self-worth, you don't have to prove anything to anyone. You don't have to be something you're not. So we talk about code switching, this, that, and the other. Now, in some instances, I have to be honest, that's going to be necessary just for you to navigate and make it through the day. But the more you understand your worth, the more you understand who you are and how you show up in this world, you will see a decrease in the need to do that. Because what will come up is, you know what? If I have to constantly switch in this place, this may not be the best space for me. It may be time for me to find somewhere else to go where I am valued just as I am, just as I talk, just as I wear my hair, just as I show up for the day. That's what self-worth does for you. You recognize that you are enough. Your strengths and your weaknesses, right? We talk about that unconditional self-love. Yes, you have strengths, but you also have weaknesses. You're self-aware of the weaknesses, and you know that it's just going to take some time to work on them, but that doesn't make you love yourself any less. Okay? I know that sometimes I could wake up with an attitude. I know that sometimes I am not the nicest person when I'm in a mood. But because I'm self-aware, because I pay attention to my body, because I'm paying attention to my mood, I am able to, A, remove myself from other people when I'm feeling like that because I know I don't have the best things to say. I'm not going to be the best person to be around. So let me remove myself. And two, I have an arsenal of tools in my toolbox that I can tap into when I feel that way to make myself feel better. Maybe I need a nap. Maybe I'm thirsty. Maybe I'm hungry. Maybe I need to go outside. I'm aware enough to tap into my weaknesses, but I don't love myself any less because I woke up with an attitude. I don't. I feel good about who I am on the inside. I want you. That's what self-worth is going to do once you increase it. You're going to feel good about who you are inside. You're going to be nice to yourself. Oh, God, you're going to start being so much more nicer to yourself. You're going to treat yourself like your best friend, your own best friend. And you're going to recognize your own worthiness. Now, it's important to remember, hear me clear, self-worth doesn't depend on what others say about you or like how connected you are or like how popular you are. This isn't about, there's always going to be someone who don't like you. I have one client, she's the sweetest, she's the most optimistic, she's so friendly, she was struggling with some people pleasing, but she was always showing up for people, literally the most bubbliest energy I've seen. There's still people who don't like her. There's still people who don't like her. And she shows up for people. She goes out of her way. She smiles. She's kind. Still people out there that don't like her. And she had to recognize that there was nothing wrong with that. She's still an amazing person. She's still loyal. She's still nurturing. She's still all of these things. And someone not liking her means nothing about who she is. Because she believes, I'm great. Me being who I am, me being nurturing and smiling and optimistic, I love that about me. That's what she gained as we were working together, as she started building her own self-worth. She became very confident in her abilities. She became really confident in her potential. And she started checking off the boxes in her goals. Like she started killing the goals when she believed in herself and moved past the fear of what other people were going to say about her. You deserve self-worth. Everyone deserves to have self-worth. And it's not something that you're going to listen to this podcast episode and be like, oh, I got it. I know exactly what to do. I better have a difference in self-worth tomorrow. That's not going to be the case. This is a marathon. It's not going to be quick, fast, and in a hurry. You've spent a lot of time feeling, thinking, and talking to yourself the way that you do now. For some of you, it's been decades. So just imagine it's going to take a little bit of time to build that self-worth, to build that inner dialogue. You just have to remember that you're special, you're important, you're worthy of love, happiness, respect. Just as you are, because I genuinely believe that the people that listen to this podcast, y'all are good people, right? You're not out here just being nasty and spiteful. That I would hope that I call in people that have really good character. Sometimes you get called out of character. We are working on that. But you're genuinely good. Everyone may not believe that, but I want you to believe that. Okay. Why is self-worth important? You're like, why is it so important, Tasha? Why do I need this? it's important, especially for Black women, because you deserve to feel good about yourself, right? You have to believe in your own value. We go, as Black women, we go through so many unique things, so unique challenges, and there's so many stereotypes. I, you know, talked a little bit in the last episode about stereotypes, and I'll go deeper in it, you know, in another season. People have already been put in their minds, stories, narratives have already been put in their minds about who we are, how we show up, and how they need to interact with us. And as frustrating as that is, it's really easy to take that on and believe it. I talked about how I really owned that angry Black woman. I owned it. That was me. But then I decided I don't want to be that anymore. Just because that's a stereotype that you put out here doesn't mean that I have to wear that mask. I'm worth so much more than just the angry Black woman label. I do so much. I show up so much. I'm smart. I'm funny. I'm not taking that on anymore. Because it'll make me feel bad. It did make me feel bad. It will make you feel bad. And so you deserve to feel good. Right? And when you have self-worth, you can resist the pressure to change or conform to things that don't serve you. So for some of you at work, you're being pressured to be someone that you're not. You're being pressured to do things that you know is not your standard. It don't even live up to the expectations that you have for yourself. But if you don't understand your worth and your value, you will compromise yourself. Because you feel like you can't do better. Because you feel like there's nothing else out there for you. And you doubt yourself. You doubt the worth that you bring to the table. A lot of these jobs out here just really be making us feel like we ain't worth a pot to piss in. With the pay, how they treat you, the load of work they give you, dismissing you, not taking your ideas into account. They will sideswipe us, you know. We go out there and we work hard and put our all into something and just get knocked down, which kills us inside. It kills us inside. But when you have that self-worth, you just embrace who you are and you recognize, you know what? You don't appreciate me. I know I could go somewhere else and be appreciated. You don't have to be someone you're not in order to be loved, liked, and respected, and to be happy. Right? You have to recognize that you are valuable. It's important for you to recognize that you're important. You deserve respect. You deserve equality. Again, I know there's so many messages that say otherwise. But remember, this is inner work, internal work. The more you believe in yourself, the more you believe in your worth and your value, the easier it becomes navigating through these challenges, navigating through these obstacles with family and friends and just random people on the street in the store that just feel that they need to come up to you and say something crazy. You're building and pouring into your own strength and your potential. I want you to know, you listening, you are special. You are powerful and you are worthy of love and happiness. You're worthy of it. And you don't have to mold yourself into anything to get that. You don't have to keep taking the next mask off of the wall. And y'all know what I'm talking about. We have the imaginary wall of masks. And before we face the world, we say, okay, what mask am I going to put up today? Which one are they going to appreciate today? Oh, let me put on the one that does all the jokes. Let me put on the one that laughs at everybody's jokes. You know, feeling comfortable enough to show up as you and know that you'll be loved. And if not, you still love yourself. Now let's rewind a little bit and talk about why we as Black women lack self-worth. Again, going back to the last episode about her story, there has been some ridiculously unfair treatment in our past. We have been treated horribly, absolutely horribly. And we still, again, there's so many messages out here whether it's in movies, whether it's on podcasts, whether it's on social media, in books, about who we are, it's really easy to fall victim to those negative thoughts, those negative ideas, and feel like we're not important. You know, how many times, I'm not even going to get into Kevin Samuels and how problematic his thoughts were about Black women, but listening to those, I never listened to any of those videos all the way through because I just was not going to subject my mind to that. But how many times have you come across something and listened to it and be like, gosh, like, is that really how I show up in this world? Is that really what people think about me? And it can get you down. It can make you question yourself, question who you are and how you show up. And it can lead you into like some really negative mental health if you believe those things. And let's not even, you know, add on to the fact of any past trauma that you may have, of people calling you certain types of things or the things that they say to you. And it just compounds on top of each other when you listen to the messages around the world about who you are as a Black woman. It makes it hard. It's like a cloud. It's like a dark cloud in front of your eyes, like a fog. And the fog is all the negativity and you can't see the light, which would be your value, which would be your worth, because there's so much fog. You have to be the one to cut through the fog. Hey sis, if you are a high achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. And we're going to talk about how to do that a little bit later. So we also lack self-worth because we don't see a lot of Black women achieving things that we can aspire to. And I'm not talking about people on TV. Of course we see the people on TV and in movies and all of that. But for me personally, in my elevation, in my pleasure journey and understanding my worth and my value, I have had to seek out communities of women that look like me, that are doing things that I never would have imagined. So when I would watch movies or watch TV, I always got the feeling that that was just for them. There's no way that I would ever be an actress or a singer or, you know, just... It never crossed my mind. It was always felt like it was unattainable because I don't know those people. I can't put my hands on those people. In my mind, they'll never know me. So this is just something I'm seeing. Now that I have put myself in communities and groups of women who are doing amazing things, who are elevated beyond what I've ever imagined, and I have people in my phone, like I have access to these women to have conversations with. I am friends with these women who are millionaires and the stuff that they're doing and how they talk about money and how they show up for themselves and dress themselves and allow themselves the luxury of just living and enjoying life. It just gives me a new look on life. And I look up to them. It's a new representation. But I just found this community in the last two and a half, three years. To be able to sit and say, oh, I'm definitely worth that. That's definitely something I could have. And not think twice about it and believe myself when I say it. Sometimes we don't have that. Sometimes that's not in our scope. It's not where we are. So create that, find those people, find those people. I have a friend who's recently recognized that there are some friends she got to let go because they're not even on her level. They're not even on her level. And now she's striving, like I did, to find role models and find that representation of what it is she wants in her life right now. Because though she may not know what it is that she wants, she knows that what it is at this current moment ain't it. It's not it. It's not hitting the way that it needs to. Okay. And then it's just, we internalize society's messages about us. Again, it goes back to the stories and narratives that people already have about us, that they're speaking about us. And they're just not just speaking about it. They're speaking about these things like it's truth, like it's honest truth, and it's not. And if we already struggle in the self-esteem and worth department, it's real easy to take those messages that we hear and believe them and start to feel bad about ourselves and not love on ourselves and then start to change who we are to fit into their box so that they don't believe that about us. That's gonna cause you to doubt your value. That's where some of that lack comes from. But there can be change. There can be transformation. I've had it. I've worked my clients through it. I even, shout out to Jasmine Hall. I don't know if she'll hear this, but shout out to her. I have brought her on and she helps me within my coaching business and with my clients because she's the worth coach. So I help my clients through the worth work, but I also enlisted her help because, again, I asked for help. And she is the master at this. So she is a part of my community. She is part of my clients' community to help with this transformation. The transformation of self-worth is you have strong and positive opinion about yourself. You give yourself grace. You treat yourself with kindness and respect, just like you would treat your best friend. You stand up for yourself. You advocate for yourself when something's not right. You have healthy boundaries. You make choices that are for you, not for someone else. You're not allowing someone else to live through you. You are strong about your no. You're strong about your no. You believe in you. You recognize that you are valuable, again, that you deserve love, respect, and happiness, and that you can overcome all of the negativity that's being thrown at you. It's like having that invisible protection bubble when you start increasing your self-worth. And no one can penetrate that bubble because you have boundaries, you have filters, you have expectations and standards for yourself and for other people. We teach people how to treat us. So when you're showing up for yourself and you have this worth and this value thing on lock, you are not going to let anyone that does not deserve to be in your space. You're not going to let anyone in there. And that feels good. And then once you start doing that, a lot of my clients that have been with me for a while, there's no going back. They respect the work that they've done. Some of my clients have been doing this work with me for years. For years. And they can't even fathom going back to who they used to be, because then where does all that work go? And it's hard work. There are tears. I'm talking about snotty tears. There is isolation. There is releasing people. There is loss. There's grief. It's a lot. Why would you want to go through that again? You protect yourself in this bubble of self-love and self-acceptance, self-respect, and happiness. It allows you to go for your dreams. When you have your self-worth on lock and you value yourself, when you have a dream or you have a goal, it doesn't matter how many people come to you and be like, that's unattainable, you can't do that. You just look at them and go, oh, okay. And you don't even let it penetrate your bubble, because you have enough value in yourself to go out and get it, and you will get it. You will get it. I had one client, she's been with me for a while, one of the things that definitely decreased her worth was a relationship. I have a lot of clients like that, and I've experienced it myself, and you've probably experienced it, being in a relationship where you should have been gone a long time ago, and they continue to chip away at your worth because they don't respect you. So she wasn't feeling the respect, she wasn't feeling the love, and she just started to believe, this is what love is. This is what I deserve. I don't deserve anything more. And she was always down and crying. She started disengaging from friends because when you're in that type of relationship, nobody, after a while, nobody wants to hear it. Because they've given you as much advice as they can give you. They see your worth and they see your value and they get tired of telling us. And that's what happened to her. She stopped telling people. She stopped reaching out to her support systems. And then it started going into her career. And she couldn't even accept and celebrate the accomplishments that she was having because she didn't think that she was worth it, because so much of her worth was wrapped up in this relationship. And so she stopped showing up. She stopped showing up like she could. She didn't want to be visible anymore because the energy was very apparent that she didn't find worth in herself because her partner didn't find worth in her. And so we went through the work of her learning about her worth and what she saw, and being able to take those rose-colored glasses off and see the relationship for what it was. And now she's flourishing. Now she's showing up in her business 100%. Things are rolling and rocking. People are reaching out to her. She's dreaming. She's being more creative. She's expanding her business in ways that she never even thought of because she didn't have the capacity. And it's amazing to watch. It's amazing to watch. So what are some action steps that you can take to start building your self-worth? So you got all this information. You've got why it's important, what it is, why we as Black women lack the ability to have an increased level of self-worth, and what it's going to do for you. But now you're like, well, how do I do it? Because this sounds like a lot. So I'm going to give you three ways, okay? Practice self-compassion. And that basically just means be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Again, treat yourself like your own best friend. You're not going to talk crazy to your friend. Or here's another one. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a little child. We're not going to go say some crazy stuff to no 3-year-old, 4-year-old. When they break something, we're not going to talk to them. I would hope that we're not talking crazy to them. We're not going to talk. We're going to soothe them and nourish them and pour into them and make them feel good. When they get a boo-boo, we're not going to yell and scream at them. Be like, you're so stupid for falling down. Now look at your knee. Oh my God. No, we're going to pour into them. Do the same for yourself. Treat yourself with love. Forgive yourself when you do something that is not the greatest. When you end up going in a direction that you feel is like, I did not want to go this way. How did we end up here? That was one of the things I had to help my client with coming out of that relationship, forgiving herself for staying there for so long and what she perceived as wasting time. She learned to forgive herself so that she could move forward because she was doing self-sabotaging things because she didn't feel like she was deserving. Remind yourself in this self-compassionate state, mistakes are made all the time. That's how we learn. That's how we get the information. Take care of yourself so that you can boost your self-worth. 2, celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. Talking to you as much as I'm talking to me. I am just now learning to celebrate myself. I'm one of those check, 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 check on to the next thing. Oh, that's great. I didn't even celebrate getting my master's. I didn't celebrate getting my full license. It was just like for that moment, yes, I did it. And then I moved on to something else. I didn't really celebrate going into business full-time by myself, becoming a full-time entrepreneur. I didn't celebrate. It was like, okay, get to the grind. Now, I recognize things and I celebrate. I'll take myself out to eat. I'll get some champagne. I'll enlist girlfriends. We're going to celebrate. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to have a dance party. Celebrate yourself, honey. And there's no thing too big or too small to celebrate. You made your bed today. Celebrate. You washed your face today. Celebrate. I have another client. Her goal was to start a morning routine. And so I said, just wash your face. Find a face wash that you really love, that smells good, that makes you feel like really awake and going in the morning, and do that. She came back to me in 2 weeks. What do? We celebrated. I celebrated her because she was able to do that for 2 weeks. Celebrate. Celebrate what you've achieved. Focus on your strengths and the positive qualities that you possess. Don't keep focusing on the things that you're not doing right. Take what you can from it, get the information, keep it moving. By acknowledging these things, you are building your confidence and you reinforcing what you're worth, your sense of worth. And three, surround yourself with positive influences. Like I said, I did not believe what was possible for me and what I could reach for until I put myself in a community of women that look like me that are doing it. Choose your time and energy. Choose them wisely when you think about the people that you're around. Are they uplifting you? Are they supporting you? Family, friends, you have mentors that can pour into you and appreciate you and point out your accomplishments and hold you accountable, that push you to believe and achieve more. When you're around these positive people and you start decreasing the amount of negative people that are energy vampires and constantly just want you to show up for them, it helps you to feel valued and reinforce your self-worth. Okay? And remember, I know this episode is a little bit longer than some of the other ones. I just want you to remember that by increasing your self-worth, you are falling more and more in love with yourself. You are connecting more and more with yourself. And it's a personal journey. This is going to look different for everybody. And it takes time and effort. This is not something that just happens when you're just sitting there. You have to put in the action. You have to put in the work. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. And know that you deserve to feel good about who you are. Know that you don't have to do anything to be loved, respected, and happy. Okay? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. And this is the meat and potatoes of what I do for my clients when we're working together. This is the meat and potatoes. This is the mindset work. This is the belief work. This is the unlearning all the things that you grew up learning, to fall back in love with yourself, to show up for yourself. So if this is where you're at in your journey and you would love some support or you would love to keep the conversation going, definitely head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and allow me to support you, allow me and my team to support you. And if this resonated and you know someone that needs this, you know someone that could use a boost in their self-worth and their value, share this with them. Share it with love. Share it with respect. Share it from a place of, I just want you to hear this. I want you to hear this message. It's for you. Okay? Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Until next time, love you. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.